which got me into a little bit of trouble.
That's not even funny.
Can't believe we came up with a whole episode, pretty much.
I'd be like, all right, I got 10 minutes. And I'd run to the computer, fucking pull my pants down.
The fire is dying.
I can't even say it. So stupid.
Mr. Yorick!
Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress.
Because I said you could give me shit for this, because I said, oh, I'll run to the grocery store real quick. I'll run my couple errands.
Yeah.
And then when I left the house is when I was like, I think I'm getting sick. But anyway, maybe I'm just allergic to outside, like to the world outside of my house. I think that might be it.
It's possible.
So, it's not possible, but thanks for saying that it is.
You feel better.
You're a real friend.
I know. Anyway,
so,
I'm going to let you keep believing that shit.
So I went to the grocery store. I'm like, why is everybody like, because I was like, okay, well, I'll miss the church crowd that goes right afterwards. And then, you know, I should be okay. It shouldn't be that bad. And then I was like, oh man, why is it all? And then I was like, oh right, Super Bowl Sunday. Because I forgot.
You forgot that it was the Super Bowl today.
I did.
The biggest single sporting event in the world.
I feel like there are people in other countries that would argue that with you, but yeah.
What, you don't think that more people watch this one game than any other one game?
In the world?
Yeah, why?
I think there are many countries where they don't give a fuck about the Super Bowl.
That is definitely true, but I'm saying that like 200 like million people watch the Super Bowl. You think that there's other sporting events where that many people watch one singular game?
Yeah. I would say
I don't think so.
Like,
I realize soccer is extremely popular, and like individual games in the World Cup probably get a lot of viewership.
I was gonna say
maybe the World Cup final.
The World Cup final, but that's not every year, so it is probably the biggest. Although, baseball is pretty big in certain countries with the final, like. Could certain games of the World Series be as big if you're counting the entire world? But
see, the other thing with those is that there's 7 games, and you're never going to get as many people to watch one of those games. Well, there's potentially 7 games, but you're never going to get as many people to watch all of those games or even just one of those games as you are if there's only one. Because, like,
no, you're right.
So that's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying that. I'm not defending that I forgot. Because I should have remembered.
It's a big thing to forget.
Keep in mind, though, biggest thing, don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
B, like, Steelers aren't in it, so people, it's not like the number one story on the news. The fact that people had to boil their water last week is still a big thing on the news here.
Why did they have to boil their water?
I don't know. Pipe broke or something. Or I don't know. Some level tested high. I don't know. I didn't really pay attention. They just kept telling people to boil their water until further notice.
So you were boiling your water?
No, it was just in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
I didn't have to boil my water, but people in Pittsburgh had to boil their water.
Ugh. You weren't up here when the pipe broke. And the Charles River leaked into the drinking water for Boston, were you?
I don't think so.
Ugh, that was fun.
that sounds pretty great.
Oh, that was ridiculous. People, like, we were like, oh, God, we should probably go get some bottled water. And went to the store. People, it was a madhouse. Like, people were just going nuts trying to get water. It lasted, like, 3 days. And we, like, had to boil all our water. It was really stupid.
That's great.
It was like, and I'm like, why did this happen? And like, well, the Charles River leaked in. I'm like, you know what? Fucking people have been telling me it ain't that bad for years. I knew it was bad. I knew that fucking river's disgusting. Everyone knows it.
Yeah. The, where was I going? Oh, right. So, and I woke up at like 5 o'clock this morning and couldn't go back to sleep.
Ooh.
And I may be getting sick. So I got a couple things that are messing with my head a little bit, but really by and large, number one thing is I just don't care.
Sir.
Because here's the thing. I used to care about the commercials at least.
Yeah. Yeah, I stopped caring about the commercials.
And I don't give a fuck about the commercials because I just go on YouTube the next day. And now they release the commercials ahead of time.
I know. I already saw some. Stupid. Yeah. I mean, really, for me, it's just it's the social aspect. It's the people getting together, the food. It's kind of like, you know what it is, right? So, like, my team's not in it, even though I live in Boston. So, I mean, I'm rooting for the Patriots, but whatever.
Yeah.
So for me, when the Packers are not involved, it's kind of like Christmas to me, where I don't look at Christmas from a religious aspect. I look at it from the perspective of I want to hang out, like I'm going to hang out with my family. We're going to eat food. It's going to be like a fun. We're going to drink fun time. We're going to drink. That's kind of what the Super Bowl is to me. If the Packers aren't involved, it's, well, you're getting together with friends, you're making food, you're drinking, you're having a good time. I don't necessarily care if the Patriots win or lose.
See, that's the problem. I need friends. That's what we've discovered.
Because if you lived here, I would think you'd be over my house and would be eating food and drinking.
Yeah,
and you might not care what's going on in the game, but it would still be a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So
and we could make fun of the stupid commercials about how people are going to be like, did you see the one with the doggy?
Yeah, he was trying to get the Doritos. That's all he wanted.
And the little baby handed them the bag. Oh, and I'm like, what? What? They spent millions on that. Why?
Yeah, people like it though. Doritos always gets like good reviews for their commercials. Budweiser used to. I feel like they've really fallen off lately.
There's one, I guess, tonight about what it means to be an American or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, it's like supposed to be Adolphus Bush.
I guess or whatever. So.
Yeah, I saw it and I was like, that's stupid.
And then there's, yeah, I just don't. I think I saw something that, like, Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is going to have a spot at the Super Bowl. Like, that's the only thing that I want to see.
So I've stopped caring about the commercials for comedic value because most of them are just not funny. Actually, 99% of them are not funny. But what I do look forward to are the commercials showing new movies or something like that.
Yeah.
So, like, there'll be, like, some TV show that they're bringing back that you totally don't know. You don't know about, you forgot or whatever about this show. And you'd be like, whoa, they're doing that? Because, like, this is their showcase. This is like, all right, well, there's 100 million people watching this. We'll show it now.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't care. Like, I'm not going to buy most of these products anyways.
Yeah.
You know, there'll be, like, the sentimental Budweiser commercial with the Clydesdales. Like,
yeah, and the fucking dog.
That was the like Dalmatian
last year, 2 years ago. I don't know.
Yeah.
But where is it going with this? Oh, the other one that I want to see though, there's a spot for the Transformers movie with Mark Wahlberg. So I want to hear him be like Transformers.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I could do that for you. You don't need to wait for the Super Bowl ad. Transformers.
Oh, shit.
There you go.
All right. Honey, we're not watching the Super Bowl. Greg did the thing I wanted him to.
Transformers. Yeah.
I think great. I just found a Transformer.
I think I found a Transformer. Christ. And doesn't he, like, in the movie, I didn't see the last one. Didn't he, like, live in, like, a farm someplace, too?
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And he's like, I got Transformer. Like, dude, get out of here.
Yeah, I think this is a Transformer. Holy shit. I watched it. We watched
Holy
it.
Holy shit, guy.
Yeah. Holy shit, Jay. We are going to see some shit.
Yeah, exactly.
hang on. Let's have him transform into a car so we can go to Dunk's and get a large regular, and then we'll save the Earth.
Yeah. Large regular.
Kid.
Okay.
My name is Optimus Prime. Yeah, whatever, kid. Anyway, kid, swing by Dunkin' Donuts, okay?
Kid guy, dude, boss chief? Is that what? Yeah, kid guy, dude, boss chief. Kid, if you're kid from guy. Boston, those are the things you have to call. Yeah,
guy.
Kid.
Guy, I've told you, my name is Optimus Prime. Whatever, guy. Dude. Just
cool, chief.
Can you, hey, Optimus, dude, kid, can you do a Boston accent? Why? Well, you know, I just want to know. It made me feel a little bit better, and you know,
I feel like I was home.
As long as you do one better than fucking Ben Affleck, I'm fine with it.
That's almost impossible to not do one better than Ben Affleck.
That guy's fucking retarded.
His sucks.
He sounds like a retarded guy from Southie.
Yeah, I know he does. He sounds like a retard. Retarded. But no. So I had an interesting encounter today.
Oh, one more thing. The grocery store. Let me go back to that before we get to your store. Grocery store, which led to a whole thing. Also, I got stuck in the checkout line with the kid that was wicked high.
With the kid that was wicked high?
The checkout kid was wicked high.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Huh.
And he's just like his hair is up on one side, which may be a trend, but also makes me think that he just got out of bed and put a shirt on.
Probably.
So Nick was like...
Nick.
real high. And was just, and like almost, like, you know, I have that little card that for the discounts and everything, you know, your little club card. That you handed
him.
And like he kind of like slowly reached for it, like he was trying to make sure that he could grab onto it.
Oh God!
And then he scans and he's like, "How are you doing?" I was like, "Good. How are you?" He's like, "Good."
Where were you, the Giant Eagle?
Yeah, I was at the Giant Eagle.
Mm. What's their card called? Do they have like a?
No, I think it's just called the Giant Eagle card. Like the, I think it's just like club card or club member or something like that. It's nothing cool like the Eagle card or Eagle Scout or like
it should be.
Or the bald eagle card. That's what they should do. Just play out the whole eagle thing.
There was this, like, local chain. It was actually in New Hampshire. So we only, like, we'd go up for a week or something when I was a kid and stay at this place. And so we go to the grocery store, and it was called the Food Club.
Food Club. That sounds good.
Yeah, that was the name of the store. And their discount card. I believe it was called the Wild Card.
Oh, the Wild Card.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
That's good.
Yeah, and Food Club had like their own brand of like chips and sodas and stuff, and they were awesome.
Were they like wild chips and wild soda?
They weren't wild, but they were just like really like good, especially for store brands. They had this soda. It was called like, how was it, Sunshine Mist or something? And it was like if you mix Sprite and Mountain Dew, and it was delicious.
So it wasn't just a specific Mountain Dew or Sprite knockoff. It was a combination of them.
Well, I mean, at least that was the only way I could really describe it, was like a combo of those two.
Like they were like, we can't get enough orders to fill our request for, what was it, Sunshine Soda?
Sunshine Mist.
Sunshine Mist. So, look, I can get half of the order from Mountain Dew and half of the order from Sprite. But neither one of them will give us the whole thing. Yeah, just mix them together. All right, that sounds good.
Well, it's like Costanza when he's sitting there, and I don't know like what the context is, but he's just thinking. And he's like, I think the ginger ale at the coffee shop's just Coke and Sprite mixed together. But how do I prove it? Damn it, I can't. It's so good. Have you ever tried that, though? Mixed Coke and Sprite?
I have not.
It does kind of taste like ginger ale. Like, it doesn't have the gingery taste to it, really, but the rest of it, it's like, it's pretty close.
Okay, so Coke and Sprite.
Coke and Sprite mixed together makes ginger ale. Not really, but like, it's not that far off.
What I do sometimes is I'll mix the Coke and the root beer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. You know what I like? You know the new machines that they have? They're not even that new anymore, but like, there's just a million kinds of soda in them.
Oh,
do you
yeah.
like with the screen?
Yeah.
You do the Barks root beer with vanilla in it. Mm. Awesome. That is great. It's kind of like if root beer had sex with cream soda.
Yeah.
Real good. Because cream soda, I could give or take it. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
But, like, if it wasn't quite as sweet, it'd probably be better. And that's kind of what you get when you mix the root beer with the vanilla.
It's hard to drink a whole cream soda.
Yeah, especially like the movie things. Like, I could drink a can of cream soda, but like a movie soda, I mean, it was like 36 ounces. I'm not drinking that. Like,
yeah. I can barely 36 ounces.
Yeah, I mean, I could, but like, that's disgusting. But like, I'll do like Sprite or something. Anyways. But yeah. So,
okay, so yeah, he was just real slow checking me out. Was the moral of that story?
Oh, the moral of the story.
Oh, and yeah. then, because I was like, I think I might be getting sick. Reg was getting over being sick. She had an ear infection too, which I didn't know adults could get.
You didn't know adults could. I mean, it's like, obviously a lot more rare.
When was the last time you heard of an adult getting an ear infection?
I mean, the last time personally,
like a swimmer. That's not a swimmer. Because that I know.
I had some weird thing a couple of years ago, but I don't know what it was. I think it must have been related to an ear infection.
Okay.
But I was at work one day, and all of a sudden, like, I just felt this crazy pressure in my ear, and it hurt so much. So, and then, I had to go take a flight the next day for traveling, and I had to go to Denver, which isn't...
Oh, I remember you telling me about this.
And I'm like, it could not be less convenient, like, that I have this ear problem. Then I have to get on a plane, and then I have to be in Denver. But I come back, and I end up going to, like, Mass Eye and Ear, and they're like, yeah, you, your eardrum's torn. I'm like, fuck. So I couldn't really hear out of my left ear for, it was a good few weeks. And then at this point, like, I probably only got like 80% of my hearing back in my left ear. Like, it's fine. Like, it's not a problem. But if you talk to me on my left side, I cannot hear as good as I can on my right.
Wow.
Yeah. So that kind of sucked.
Yeah, Jesus. Probably because you took the flight. It fucking
burst. Definitely didn't help. Dude, it hurt so much. I'm sitting on that fucking plane and my ear is just like pulsing. And I'm like, fuck. But I couldn't not go. What am I going to be like? Oh, so it was business. You'd be like, oh, sorry, boss. I can't go meet with this really important customer because my ear hurts. He's going to be like, get the fuck on the plane.
Well, I mean, you could have gotten a doctor's note, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not
like,
really my style.
If
though.
You got right, it wouldn't be mine either. But like, I'm just saying, if you had gotten a doctor's note that was just like, if he goes on a plane, his eardrum will burst and he will have permanent. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Damage to his hearing.
Permanent. I know. But the thing was, is that when it happened, it was literally like 12 hours before I had to go. So it's like, I don't even have time to go to a fucking doctor. I mean, I guess I could have gone to an emergency room, but
who does
whatever.
That?
Nah, it was like typical. I'm just
That's
like,
even
you know
less
what?
Your
I'm
style.
Just going to deal with it. That is even less my style. My style is to definitely just sit through it and like wince in pain and then, you know, cause myself permanent hearing damage. That's my style. It's stupid. The stupid route.
That's the same style that I had with that I think I got from my dad, because my dad doesn't. My dad never went to doctors, and then finally, like a couple years ago, he finally started going to doctors because something happened.
Mm.
And he had like a little episode, like he was in a Tennessee Williams play or something, and he was like, he went, and then they ended up having to put a stent. In his heart, and
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, because I was all pissed off because he emailed the kids the day before he went into the hospital. It was like, hey, by the way, this has been going on for a couple weeks. I'm going in the hospital tomorrow. It'll be fine.
Sounds like something my dad would do.
But now my dad gets regular blood work, and he was actually in the hospital 2 weeks ago, maybe now.
Mm. Yeah.
And they told – I was trying to get a hold of him for something else. And that's why my mom texted me. She was like, we were in the hospital. I swear to God, we were going to let you know as soon as we found something out.
Yeah.
One of his counts was low in his blood and everything. And everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to get, I don't want to get too far into it. But anyway.
And he's not smoking butts no more, right?
No, he stopped.
That's good.
So there was a small minor cause, and over time it just lowered one of the counts, and then they were like, okay, we think we're good now. Mm-hmm. But it took him a couple days to find it. So my dad's in the hospital, and he's got the little, the little needle in his hand, and he's telling me the one night, he's trying to sleep, can't really sleep, because for a bunch of the tests he was supposed to do, you weren't supposed to eat so many hours beforehand.
Mm, yeah.
So he can't really sleep, trying to sleep, and then somehow he accidentally ripped the thing out of his hand.
Yep.
Now my dad's also on blood thinner, so he bleeds a lot more than a normal person.
Great. Joe too.
So basically he ripped it out, I was like, oh shit. And then he went into the bathroom and wrapped paper towels around it and then walked into the hall to get a nurse, and I was like, that is such a dad thing to do. He probably could have hit a button or something like that.
And called someone.
Yeah, but he's just I'll just wrap a paper towels around it and then go to a nurse and get
I honestly thought that you were going to say that he just went back to bed. I was waiting for you, because I know for me in that position, I'd sit there and I'd weigh the options. I'd be like, do I go get someone or do I just go back to bed and have them fix it in the morning? because that's what I would do. And I think I probably told you one time when I was cooking and I sliced probably a good third of the way through my thumb through the nail. And I grabbed a bunch of gauze, wrapped it around it, and then used masking tape, wrapped that up, and then put a glove on. Yeah. And that was it. Never did anything about it. And it's it's so dumb. I totally caused myself permanent nerve damage.
You're going to say nail damage.
Nail damage. I had nail damage, goddammit. No, nerve damage. But, it's so stupid. But, I can't be bothered to, make it into a big thing.
My thing would have been, I would have, sat there and been all right, do I get someone or do I try and put it back in myself?
Well, yeah.
I could do this.
I would have considered that too. I would have been like,
I see the vein.
I could right, and you'd be like, all right. So there's a hole in my hand. There's a needle. I could probably do this.
Yeah. I can. I watched her do it. I know what I'm doing.
Right. So. Yeah, that would freak me out. Just having that needle sitting in me. That doesn't sit well with me.
Yeah. So back to the checkout guy.
Oh Jesus! Back to him again, Nick.
Yeah. Back to Nick. This episode is just going to be called "Back to Nick." What's the Giant Eagle brand called? Top Care. Top Care DayQuil and NyQuil. Just to have, just in case.
Yeah. Did Nick ID you?
He did not. But what he did was, because it came up on the screen as he's checking me out, he scanned him and then looked at the screen, took him back out, and scanned it again. He was hitting buttons, and then he gave a shrug, I don't know. Huh. And then punched a bunch of things, and then it came up, and it said on the screen, date of birth, XX/XX/XX. So he just, yeah, this guy's old enough. Let me just make up a birthday for him, though.
Oh, totally. No, he looked at you. He's just like, yeah, this guy's old. He's got to be like 31.
Yeah, Nick's probably like 17, 18. And he's like, this guy's got to be like in his fucking 40s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. To him, you're ancient.
Yeah. He's like, I don't want to hold up this old timer. Every second is closer to his death.
Exactly. He's like, this poor guy, he's got to go home and take care of his sick wife.
Yeah. She probably has the cancer.
Yeah. But they get that when they get old.
Yeah. But and then I'm like, nice. Well, I'm just getting it because she has an ear infection. Old people get that too? Whoa, Nick, hang on. I'm not old. How old do you think I am? I don't know, like 47? What?
Close enough.
I'm 31, Nick. Yeah, that's basically the same.
Well, sir, I have my story is actually a checkout story, too.
Really?
It is.
A themed episode, and we didn't even mean to do it.
Yeah. So, I went to Beyond the Bathroom, and...
Wait, I'm sorry, what's... Oh, Bed Bath & Beyond?
Bed Bath & Beyond, a.k.a. Beyond the Bathroom.
I thought this was, like, some shitty, like, Bed Bath & Beyond knockoff. Oh. In Massachusetts, that was called Beyond the Bathroom.
Is Beyond the Bathroom? It should be. It is actually Bed Bath and Beyond.
Can we take that to Shark Tank? Beyond the Bathroom.
Beyond the Bathroom? Yeah. They'd be like, what's your premise? We're like, we're just ripping off Beyond the Bathroom. We're just ripping off Bed Bath and Beyond and calling it Beyond the Bathroom.
Yeah. Well, if it's Beyond the Bathroom, shouldn't it not have anything from the bathroom?
You're right. It shouldn't have anything from the bathroom.
You know what, Mark Cuban? That is exactly the kind of thinking that we need in our company. That's why we're seeking a $200,000 investment in exchange for 80% of our company.
Oh, God, yeah. No, Mr. Wonderful would want the whole thing.
No, he'd want a royalty deal.
Oh, the royalty deal. Yeah, you're right. So all right, so I grab my shit and I walk up to the counter, or the checkout thing, and there's this middle-aged woman, seems foreign. She's, like, I don't know, she's taken a long time. And she's the woman at the register is probably like around my age, maybe a couple of years younger.
No, Nick, but
she's not as young as Nick. But the best way I can describe her is she looked like the chick from Guardians of the Galaxy. This whole conversation's really coming full circle here.
Yeah, wow.
Which chick
from Guardians of the Galaxy?
The main chick.
Okay.
The green one.
Okay.
I didn't even know she was green. No, she looks like her. Obviously not green. But, like, good body, but fucked up face. And just, like, you're like, I don't know if I find her attractive. Probably not. So, she kind of looked like her. So, whatever. The woman in front of me had to go get coupons or whatever. And so, I walk up. And she goes, oh, I'm sorry for the wait. Or she'd say hun or honey. I think she might have said honey. She's like, sorry for the wait, honey. And I'm like, yeah, it's all right. I don't care. I'm in no rush. And she goes, you know, you get these regular customers and, you know, you got to really kind of cater to them. And I'm like, all right. I mean, like, I don't know. You get regular customers at Beyond the Bathroom. Like, how often could you come in here? It's not a fucking pharmacy.
Yeah.
But anyways. So she goes, yeah. She goes, and so she starts ringing me up. And she goes, I got this other regular customer. He always comes in with his mother. And his mother told him to ask me out. And I'm like, okay. She goes, yeah. His mother said, oh, she's sexy. You should ask her out. And she started, like, playing with her hair. And I'm like, ah. I'm like, okay. And then so, like, it was really awkward. So I go, you going to go out with this guy? And she goes, no, I have a boyfriend. And I wanted to be like, doesn't sound like you like him very much. But I didn't say that. And then she goes, who knows? Maybe his mother wants to go out with me. And I'm like,
this took a weird turn.
I was like, yeah, okay. She goes, you never know. Maybe she wants to. And I'm like,
so are you going out with the mother?
Well, I was like, okay, you know, and she, like, finishes ringing me up, and I'm like, yeah, that'd be funny. And then she's still like kind of like doing like trying to do like some sort of like sexy pose, and I'm like, what would you fishing for a compliment here? Like, would you want me to be like, oh yeah, you are sexy or something like that? Like, I'm not doing it. Just not out of principle. Now you've gone way too far. You have tried to push me too far to like give you a compliment or like ask you out or something weird.
Yeah,
so I'm like,
no. Is that what you think she was angling for? Was she trying to get you to ask her out?
I think she was. Now, I don't know if it's because she wanted me to ask her out, like to go out, or if she wanted me to ask her out just because she wanted to like elicit a compliment, you know? Like if she wanted like it was going to give her like a little like ego boost if I was like, hey, I'll take you out or something, you know?
Yeah. And then, like, no matter what, she would have said no.
Right, because she'd be like, no, I have a boyfriend. But, you know, then she could be like, hey, I got guys asking me out, you know? So I'm like, no, there's no way I'm not doing this. You ain't that good looking. Like, so
I was well, like, is there literally any circumstance in which it, like, is there a certain hotness level that she could have been where even though if she said the exact same things, you still would have been like, I'll still ask you out.
Maybe. Because what she said was actually the most off-putting part. It wasn't so much her looks. Like, she did have a nice body and stuff. And her face was eh. But, like, yeah, I mean, I guess if she was, like, really hot, like, if she was just crazy hot, I probably would have asked.
But if she's crazy hot, she's not working at Beyond the Bath.
Exactly. That was my next statement. You're probably not working at Beyond the Bathroom if you're super hot. So, you know. But, yeah, maybe. But honestly, you know, I've, like, insinuated to, like, check out girls or something before that, like, I would, like, you know, oh, hey, oh, yeah, you know, like, I don't have a girlfriend, something like that. But, like, I wasn't doing that. It was crazy. This chick was whacked. Like, who talks like that? Like, I mean, I'm, like, close in age to her, so, you know, she's probably like, oh, I can say this shit? Like, obviously, I don't think she'd say that to an older person, but, like, what a weird fucking conversation to have with someone you don't know.
That is real weird.
It's bizarre. So I got the hell out of there. I wasn't dealing with that. I ran. Well, I didn't run. I can't really run, but yeah.
No, you have permanent weird. Nail damage.
Right, permanent nail damage.
You can't run with that.
Yeah. I had some weird interactions with the waitress last night too, but not like this. That was mild. This waitress, because we had to go for my little cousin's birthday at fucking Red Robin, it was, you know, it's Red Robin. I like Red Robin, but like I'm on this stupid fucking diet because I'm in this contest,
right?
So I can't really eat burgers and fries. So we got a salad, and obviously the salad's not the healthiest thing. I mean, it's like a Cobb salad. It's got shit in it, but yeah. Like,
was it big still salad? Better.
It was fairly big.
Okay.
But, so, like, the waitress gets to me, and she's like, all right, what do you want? And I'm like, I get the Cobb salad. And she goes, really? You know, yeah, I know. I'm in a contest. She's like, yeah, but, you know. And I was like, there's like $1,000 on the line. You know, because she was probably like, what kind of a dude goes to a restaurant and orders a salad? Some sort of a fag. And, you know, I mean, that's kind of true, but I was like, I'll get a salad. Yeah. And so I was like, there's $1,000 on the line. And she's like, oh, okay, I get it. So, like, later on, like, she comes back and she's like, so I hope you win your contest and you should come back and see me if you do. I was like, what? what do you want, like some sort of a tip or something?
I like how both of these stories basically seem to involve women coming on to you and you're just like, oh god.
No, I know, it's infuriating.
Not yeah, again. It's totally a Seinfeld episode.
Oh, I know. I was just like, oh, Jesus Christ. I'm like, all right, like I just the I don't know what these I don't know what they're after. It's weird. I don't know. I think one was after money and one was just fishing for compliments.
Yeah.
So, whatever. I'm probably not going to that Red Robin after I win the contest.
One bra's looking this way, one bra's looking that way. Now I'm in the middle going, what do you want from me?
What do you want from me? Yeah. So, that was my interesting two women coming on to me kind of in the last 12 hours, and neither of them were great circumstances.
Yeah. So what you're saying, these are still single?
I am, yes. Very, very single.
Okay.
Me and I will be spending Valentine's Day with Cosmo.
I don't know. You're going to be having to go to a lot of stores in the next 9 days. Something could change.
That's true. Apparently, just going to stores or restaurants is like my ticket to getting a girlfriend.
Yeah.
But nope. I'll be hanging with Cosmo, the only person I love more than my mother.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't even know. Well, they're pretty close. They're like tied. Sue and Cosmo.
Okay. I have nowhere to go with that.
They both have big foreheads.
So a while back, what the fuck does that mean? Safari is being updated, cannot open? But I have Safari open right now, you son of a bitch. So a while ago, long fucking time ago, we read some police blotters from, I think, down south.
Oh, yeah. Old Florida action, probably?
No, I think it was like Atlanta, and there was a guy like pissing on newspapers or something.
I mean, it sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah, scrupulousproductions.com, you can find it. I pulled him up for Butte, Montana.
Ooh. did you just pick that city because you would be funny?
Well, that and Butte, Montana recently came up. I got the, oh God, this is another one of those things where you're going to probably give me shit for it. The New York Times has an app that you can do their crossword puzzles on.
That actually sounds kind of cool. I actually like crossword puzzles.
So I got that, and then...
I still hate you.
Butte was a answer on one of those things.
All right.
So I went to Butte, Montana. See what we have here. Police responded to a domestic disturbance on the 1700 block of Phillips at 7 a.m. Tuesday and arrested Butte resident Joseph McClitch, 28, for misdemeanor partner family member assault.
Partner/family member assault. Ooh, okay.
While searching McClish, police said they found throwing stars, throwing knives, brass knuckles, and a knife. And McClish was booked for felony possession of a concealed weapon.
You live in Montana. What are you doing with knives? You can buy any gun you want.
Hmm.
Although throwing stars are pretty cool.
That is kind of cool. But not only does he have throwing knives, he also has a knife.
A knife on top of the throwing knife.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what the point of that is.
Yeah. This crazy lady, or crazy guy, actually, made the police blotter for something out of this. This is crazy. Like, just for Butte, this is crazy. Police pulled over a car driving erratically near the corner of Elm and Home Streets and arrested the driver, Milo Milicevic, sure.
30,
for driving without a license and without insurance.
Oh.
They were also booked on a criminal contempt warrant.
Oh, wow. Outstanding warrants.
Yeah.
So not
without
good.
A license and without insurance, boy, that's just...
That's...
Who does that?
Yeah, I mean, I got pulled over for not having insurance, but it wasn't true.
Yeah.
That
I got. Well, I got randomly stopped at, like randomly, just in a weird place, at no time where you would think that they were trying to catch drunk drivers or anything. they each had a checkpoint where they stopped and we were like, license and registration, insurance, and I hand them everything. And they go, your insurance is expired. And I was like, really? And they go, yeah. And I go, ah, shit, I forgot to print out a new one. And he goes, all right, just make sure you do that. Have a good day.
Well, you got a nice cop. That's good.
Yeah. He's just like, all right, well, remember to do that. Have a good one. I was like, all right, cool. Bye.
Now beat it.
Maybe they were looking for a specific guy, though. And they were just like, ah, it's not him. We'll let him go.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to do the paperwork.
Maybe you fit the description?
Well, no, like, they were stopping everybody. Maybe they were, like, doing it to, like...
Oh, it was like a checkpoint.
Yeah.
Maybe there was, like, a bank robber or something, and they were trying to...
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, that's kind of exciting.
And they were, like, look for bank robbers. But it was just on this one random road. Like, it was just weird. Anyway, going back to Butt, Montana.
Yep.
Police said someone stole 33 14-foot 2x4s from Timber Roots Distribution.
Oh, 33? 33. 2x4s?
14-foot 2x4s, yeah.
That's a lot.
On the 100 block of North Parkmont Street. Sometimes before 10:30 a.m. Monday.
Mm.
Police said the lumber is valued at $171.
Oh my god.
And police have no suspects.
What a bunch of losers.
Let's see. Here's a good one. Okay. Police recovered a vehicle stolen Tuesday on Front Street and returned it to its owner Wednesday, but said the man then got the vehicle stuck on the train tracks near the 1400 block of East 2nd Street.
Oh.
Police said Joshua Robinson was reunited with his vehicle and proceeded to drive it down the train tracks for an unknown reason.
What? Is it like... When did that happen?
It was Thursday around 9:30 a.m.
Wait, was Thursday Groundhog Day?
Hang on.
It was.
Okay, yeah, there's reason enough to be. Yeah, okay.
Isn't that what Bill Murray did in Groundhog Day? On Groundhog Day?
Is that what he did?
Yeah, remember when he had the two drunk guys in the car with him? The guy that wanted the flapjacks?
No, but he was stuck on... He sat between, like, on top of the train tracks, right?
Bill Murray, no, he started driving down the train tracks because remember they're all bouncing around and stuff they're driving.
Yeah, okay,
that's good. I know that's just kind of a weird coincidence.
Robinson got the vehicle stuck on the tracks on BNSF property, whatever that means, blocking a train, and was cited by police for trespassing. Robinson was not arrested, but will have to appear in court. His car was towed from the tracks.
Oh. It's a hell of a story.
Yeah. Just, why did you drive down the railroad tracks? I don't know.
Unless I wanted to.
Police were called to an apartment building on the 200 block of West Park Street at 4 p.m. on Wednesday to a report of a man screaming in the hallway at tenants and the apartment manager.
Oh, God.
The man refused to identify himself, according to police, but police identified him as Zachary Weber, 37.
Mm.
He was arrested for disorderly conduct.
Nice. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh. So he's just yelling. What time was it?
Hang on. I already clicked on the next one. Give me a second.
Sorry.
4 p.m. on a Wednesday.
4 p.m. on a Wednesday, and he's just screaming at people. All right.
He's just yelling stuff.
Maniac.
Butte's a nice place to live. I don't know why you're saying it isn't. We don't have people pissing on newspapers.
Yeah, the newspaper pisser.
That happened when I lived in the South. Granted, I was the pisser, so maybe there's a trend, but...
Maybe, come to think of it, maybe we do have newspaper pissers.
let's see. right, we'll read this one because I had to skim ahead. The worker is uninjured. Police were called to Murdoch's on Harrison Street at 2:30 p.m. Friday for a robbery. Employees said two men leaving Murdoch's tripped the detector alarms positioned at the front doors and then ran out to a waiting Chevy Cavalier driven by a woman.
Nice.
A Murdoch's employee followed the men outside and was hit in the leg by the vehicle as the trio sped off. Police said the struck worker is uninjured and the truck is registered out of Idaho. But, wait, what truck?
Was that the Chevy that the woman was driving?
That's not a truck, though. Am I wrong on this? I'm pretty sure the Chevy...
What was it?
Chevy Cavalier. I'm pretty sure that's not a truck.
No, that's a sedan, yeah. Huh.
Is this real shoddy reporting from Butte, Montana?
Yeah. I'm on the Murdoch's website.
here's a fun fact about the Chevrolet Cavalier. It was produced from 1981 to 2005 and then started being produced in 2017 in China.
Oh, gross.
Chevrolet reintroduced the Cavalier name on a new China-only compact sedan below the Cruze. So you can still get a Chevy Cavalier, but it's only in China.
Only in China. Hmm. Dude, Murdoch's has everything.
Wow.
It's like a real, like... Is it like a food club? It's like part hardware store, but also clothing and toys and... They got sporting goods. You got everything.
Like
bird feeders.
Wow.
Sprayers. I don't know what that means. Fire pits.
Ooh,
cat furniture.
Cat furniture.
Yeah. But they even have grooming for dogs. This is crazy. They got everything. Murdoch's is like, it's like Target.
How many locations they got? I think they're better than Target. I've never seen a Target with dog or cat grooming.
Find a store. Oh, God. There's a lot. They're in... let's see. They're in Colorado, Idaho, Montana, Nebraska, and Wyoming. I mean, just from this quick look here, it looks like there's like probably like 25, 30 of them.
Wow.
Yeah. That's nuts.
Is it this Murdoch's Ranch and Home Supply?
Yes. Ranch and Home Supply.
And Home Supply. They don't have a Wikipedia page, though.
Mm.
No, they don't? They are zero hosses.
Wow. Well, they look like a pretty legit spot, though.
Well.
Ooh, footwear. Western boots.
Ooh.
Oh, look at those things. Oh, yeah. This is like real, like, woodsy people stuff.
So not our kind of stuff.
No, not our kinds of stuff.
Okay. Well, sad news about Butte, Montana.
Oh, God.
They do have a homeless issue.
They do?
Yes. A homeless man staying in an alley on the 100 block of Galena Street was arrested at 1:50 p.m. Saturday for assaulting a homeless woman also staying in the alley after an argument over... Oakland Raiders cards.
Oakland Raiders cards? Like playing, like...
I guess, yeah, like Topps cards, I guess.
Oh my God. Okay. I really wish they had, like, detail on the argument.
Yeah.
I would love to have been a fly on the wall during that argument.
Police said Bodell, Schultz, 37, slapped the victim in the face, and the woman then ran down the street and informed police. Schultz was booked on, we're still coming full circle here, partner/family member assault.
Oh, so they really like that one.
Yeah, maybe they were like two homeless people that were staying in the same alley and they started like dating or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. This dating homeless people dating. Oh, gross.
Do homeless people date?
I would think they'd have to, right? Like someone, you know, be like, oh, hey, you want to come over to my tent? You know, like you go over and
you want to come over to my box. It's a refrigerator.
Oh, those are big.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's one of those ones that had the freezer on the bottom.
Fancy. That's a fancy fridge.
That's a fancy fridge box.
Fancy fridge box.
Let me slip into something a little warmer and I'll be right over.
Do you think, like, for dates, like, they'll go to a soup kitchen?
Maybe.
Be like, all right, honey, you can get the cream soup. I don't know. I don't know. It seems like a real bizarre thing.
You think it's like Lady and the Tramp and they just wait outside an Italian restaurant for somebody to put a plate down?
Yeah. I mean, yes, actually, I do. I don't know. I feel like if I was homeless, I'd probably just, like, give up on the dating for a little while. Like, I just don't think I could put effort into that when I really, what I really need is a fucking home.
Yeah. I need a job. Let me hold off on getting laid.
Yeah.
Police said a woman jumped off a porch at the town pump on the 500
block. Town pump?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
All right, I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look it up.
I'm wondering what the town pump is. Yeah, the town pump on the 500 block of South Montana Street injured her ankle and was taken to St. James Healthcare on Saturday afternoon. The woman had a felony arrest warrant out of Helena, but Butte police said they didn't arrest her at the time as she needed medical attention. That was nice of them. But police said the woman gave a nurse at the hospital a meth pipe and that they're seeking an additional warrant for the woman's arrest on charges of possession of drug paraphernalia.
I think the town pump owns Exxon stations. It's like, they're like the store at the Exxon stations. Yeah.
But wait, it says that she jumped off of a porch at the town pump.
I don't know. One of these is two floors.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they also their service mission. Our mission at Montana's best casinos is to be Montana's gaming industry leader. What?
Wow.
They also have hotel. I guess they probably have a bunch of shit, but most of it looks to be gas stations.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Do we want to wrap up on this one?
Yeah, sure.
Because we've been going about an hour and there's some stuff to cut out, but I know you got big plans for game day.
Yeah, and I know you don't.
Well, hey, I have plans. They're just not big plans.
Big plans. I got a couple people stopping by.
Yeah. That's bigger plans than I got. Anyway, police arrested a man for partner family member assault.
That's my favorite.
At his residence after ejecting him from a bar with his girlfriend early Saturday morning.
Ooh.
Bars are open late, I guess, in Butte.
Yeah, there's nothing else to do.
Police said after being kicked out of the party palace.
The party palace? All right, I'm looking that up.
Yeah, look up the party palace. The man, 36-year-old Graham Walker, and his girlfriend went home where they were instructed to sleep in separate rooms to prevent further fighting. Police left, but were called back to the residence at 4:40 a.m. after his girlfriend reported that Graham broke into her room and threatened her. What was that about?
I don't know.
Like the police?
He groped her?
He broke. His name is Graham.
And
his name is Graham Walker, and Graham Walker broke into her room and threatened her.
Oh.
He was like, you better not be in here fucking watching Stranger Things on Netflix. We're going to watch that together, you piece of shit.
Mm. Seems aggressive.
Yeah, and she was like, honey, calm down. I was watching Orange is the New Black. I know you don't like it. You said it, you always say it's too lesbian for you.
Yeah, you don't like it.
He's like, yeah, those it girls, is.
Those girls don't know how to take a dick. Oh, wow. I'm reading. I got some reviews on the Party Palace.
Oh, the Party Palace. Let's dive into the Party Palace here.
Ted and Julie's Park Street Party Palace and Cafe in Butte, Montana. Yeah, I'm on the Yelp. I'm going to go with the bad reviews here.
I go with the good ones.
Avoid this bar. Avoid. That's not a... avoid, comma. This bar is full of meth heads. The place is never clean, the bartenders are not very professional, and the owner's constant annoying drunken karaoke is enough to make me never want to go back to this place. There are better options. That sounds like it needs a visit from John Taffer.
Yes, I was just thinking that. Shut it the fuck down!
Wow, this place is completely awful. I was there for about a total of 2 minutes, but talked to a bunch of locals who say the place is absolutely as bad as my brief first impression. There was constantly a crowd of meth addicts outside the bar, and there was a stabbing one night when we were at the restaurant down the street. I heard that that was not the first stabbing there. I'm not a bit surprised. Now I like divey bars as much as the next person, but this wasn't fun divey. This was like prison riot. If you're in Uptown Butte, try Metals across the street or the Silver Dollar 2 blocks down Main. Much better, and you're much less likely to be stabbed.
All right. I have a couple from Google that I'm just looking at here real quick. This place is foul. I poked my head inside to take a look around, and it looked like a scene from a movie. Not in a good way. There was a stabbing there when we were in town. Not sure why anybody would go there. There are a ton of decent places in Uptown Butte. Stay away from this one.
Uptown Butte sounds like a happening place.
Yeah. I just wanted to mention that because of the stabbing, so you can go on.
Wow.
If you have any more.
Actually, there's no other real good ones on Yelp. I mean, there's only a few reviews. A couple of them are pretty good, actually. Let's see. Oh, my! This is a 4-star review. My band played a show at this fine establishment. And we found the patrons were friendly. And staff excellent. !! And free pool! !! Ted set my band up with anything we needed, and the sound was superb. I can strongly recommend the Party Palace for your band show while here in Butte! !! There's actually 5 exclamation points in all those situations. I just didn't feel like saying it twice more.
Wow.
Yeah, that guy, who's that guy? Sean H. Looks like a real jerk.
Okay, here's a couple weird ones. This is from Luz.
Luz, L-U-Z? Yeah.
Now, I didn't read the whole thing, I'm just skimming it. But guess and think about what the star rating out of 5 is on this.
Okay.
No respected for the customers or the bartenders. At any given time, the owner will get in the bartender's face and embarrass and disrespecting he or she right in front of the customers. Not cool. And this was the case for me. I was so embarrassing seeing the bartender face turn red that I had to say something. It not right because you own the place doesn't give you the right to disrespect another person, a-hole. The ass kissers and his barfly that hang out there won't say anything to him about his actions. Semicolon.
What?
I just wanted to highlight their usage of the semicolon. He needs to get some meds or something. Semicolon. I see him do this before. Anyway,
Are they using semicolons as commas?
No, they just use it randomly in these two places from so far. Okay. Anyway, I went to the owner and told him that he should have called his bartender to the side of the bar to talk to him. For real, the customers don't want to hear that. However, it take a big man to admit that he wrong. Remember that, Mr. Little!
Oh Oh my god! All right, so wait, guess how many stars?
Attention, semicolon. Because of this, I am not allowed. I'm allowed. A-L-O-U-D. I am not.
Moises allude?
Yeah, I am not allowed in the place. Oh my god! Exclamation point. What's a girl to do? By the way, I bring my party to the palace and I wasn't planning to go back after that. When you were paying $3.50 a beer after the tip, you were there to have fun, not for drama and embarrassing moment. Forget about it, exclamation point. No thank. However, to be fair, Jesus. I must say, it is a nice place.
I bet you gave it 4 stars.
3 stars.
3. Wow, that's still more than you would think, considering the first 90% was her bitching.
Yeah. Okay, hang on. When you were paying $3.50 a beer after the tip...
I wanted to come back to this.
Is that a lot?
Is that what she's insinuating? That $3.50 is a lot?
Apparently that's a fucking lot for a beer in Butte, Montana.
I mean, I guess... God, if I find a beer for $3.50, I'm like, yes, I'm coming back. This is cheap.
Yeah, as long as it's not like Natty Ice or something, you're like, oh my god, this is amazing.
Yeah, if I could get just like a regular ass beer for $3.50,
yeah, a Coors Light for $3.50, that's amazing.
Coors Light, Bud Heavy, oh my god, absolutely.
$3.50.
That's awful.
Let's fucking move to Butte, Montana. We already know where not to go.
Yeah,
and
the beer's cheap.
Yeah, the biggest thing that might happen to us is we might get stabbed.
I could get stabbed here.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Let's see. Here's one.
Oh, shit.
From Joseph. I went here on a recommendation. I went to use the restroom, and they had taken my drink. Great place for pool and karaoke. How many stars?
4.
Yes. I don't know.
They took his drink. They took my drink.
They took my fucking drink.
Still not as good as the guy who wrote the review for Hurricane Betty's. And it was like, he's like, but one of the girls blocked my car in.
Okay, here's one from Greg Brown. Two G's in Greg.
This is
a little bit different. The most entertaining night spot in Montana, 3 exclamation points. Used to travel to Butte about twice a month and couldn't wait to eat dinner at the depot and head uptown to the palace. Some nights, it was an opportunity to play pool with some of the best players around. Other times...
Yeah, everyone knows all the best pool players are in Butte, Montana.
Other times... It was a first-class karaoke bar with some of the best and worst singers around. Some nights, it was even a, quote, gentleman's club, exclamation point, exclamation point.
Oh my god, this guy.
Most of the time, it was all 3. Rubbed elbow...
Oh my god, what a jerk.
It's not done yet.
I know, it's just, I can't believe it.
Rubbed elbows with some of the best people in the world from 21 to 101.
What is he talking about?
There was a really old guy at the bar, is what he's saying. Great place to, quote, people watch. Hope I make it down to see Tim Montana. Now that in all caps, would be a party.
Who's Tim Montana? Wait, hold on. I'll Google him. Tim Montana.
And then here's one from Ron that's a 5-star. Always a great time. The staff makes me feel like family, and the karaoke host always makes me feel like a rock star.
Oh, dude. I think Tim Montana is a band.
Really?
They're called Tim Montana and the Shrednecks.
Wow.
Holy shit. Yep. Oh, yeah. Here they are. Yeah, Tim Montana and the Shrednecks. Wow. That's bad.
And the Shrednecks.
Yeah. And they shred guitars, man.
They're just shredding guitars.
Yeah, they just did that cool. Wow, Butte sounds like a great place.
Butte, it sounds cheap, too. It sounds super fucking cheap.
Dude, $3.50 for a beer? That's damn.
Amazing. It's probably an import beer, too.
I know. It's probably something real classy, like Amstel.
Jesus.
Damn.
Let's see. Basin. It has a 3.1 out of 5 review on Zomato. Whatever the fuck that is.
Whoa. I just linked the Party Palace was linked to another to another place in Butte. The name's called the Pisser's Palace.
The Pisser's Palace?
Yes.
What is the Pisser's Palace?
It just looks like a shitty bar. Here's one review, 4 stars. Butte, Montana, great name for a tavern. Off of North Street in the Walkerville area. It's just got a picture of the sign. It says Pisser's Palace. And it looks like a fucking big outhouse. Jesus Christ. All right.
Okay.
That's all I got.
I'm on their Facebook page. Nothing really, like, that good, it looks like, in terms of reviews here. Their cover photo for Facebook is just a very blurry picture of a Yukon Jack bottle, a Jose Cuervo bottle, and a Bud Light can.
Oh, wow. All the classy stuff.
Yeah, it's just a blurry picture of that.
All the best shit.
So.
Wow. Hmm. I like it. I like it a lot.
So. I feel like this is another place that John Taffer needs to go to.
Yeah, the Pisser's Palace. Yeah, but I want to see him go to the Potty Palace first.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's more to work with there.
Yeah. From their Facebook page, the Pisser's Palace doesn't seem that bad. It just seems like a dive bar. All right, sir.
All right.
That's it for But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Bordello.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
Remember, everyone, and going back to Nick for a minute, he also didn't double bag the Gatorade.
Okay. No, that's good. I mean, just bring it full circle.
Again. Yeah, just bring it. I did want to address the fact that he put Gatorade bottles into a bag, but did not double bag it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're told not to.
They double bag all the time.
Oh, do they? Oh, yeah. Okay. I feel like out here they don't double bag anymore.
Oh.
Which.
No, yeah, but that's Massachusetts.
I know.
It's all liberal and shit.
Goofball liberals.
Thank you for listening to the But You're Wrong podcast. If you like what you hear, check us out on Twitter at BYW Podcast. You can also check us on Facebook at facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. And if you have any grievances to air, be sure to email them to bywpodcast@gmail.com.